anyone who is looking to syndicate deals or have that private equity come in, I would just say always be as transparent as you possibly can be. I mean, if you try to fudge numbers or if someone wants to see an underwriting file and you don't let them see it, it's not going to go a long way. Just be as buttoned up and transparent as you possibly can. Whether it's not the answer you want to give, you should give it anyways because it's going to be better for you in the long run.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to announce our wonderful guest, Lauren Breischel from Spartan Investment Group. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Awesome. So everyone, Lauren Breischel is the Investor Relations Associate for Spartan Investment Group. In this role, Lauren brings her skills in marketing and project management to assist the team with investor-facing collateral communications, capital raise projects, and investor education. And Spartan is one of our favorite partners. We just absolutely love working with them, and it's such a treat to have you here. So thanks so much, Lauren.
Thank you. Yes, we love working with you all as well.
So why don't you take us back in time and tell us a little bit about your background and what drew you into the commercial real estate space?
Sure. So my background is pretty diverse in the short amount of years that I've been working. So I started off by launching a tech brand at a startup right when I graduated college. And then I moved into CBD oil after that to launch a pet CBD oil brand for them. And I worked on their influencer management athlete side of the house. So that was great and I loved it, but the industry wasn't a great fit for me. And I'd always had an interest in real estate. My parents bought and sold tons of homes growing up. You know, they did some fix and flips, things like that. So I always knew I kind of wanted to get back into that. And so after I had launched the brand at the CBD oil company and I was kind of looking for a new industry to get into, I was like, well, let's, you know, join work with passions. And I started looking for a real estate company to work with. And I was looking to move out to Denver, Colorado, and I was in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time. Just wanted a change of scenery. So I found Spartan. And very quickly, they flew me out for an interview and I was hired and I moved in a month. So we just both knew it was going to be a great fit. And I've been here almost 2 years now. So very diverse background, but all that different marketing experience kind of melds together. So yeah.
That's so awesome. So I know one of your major projects when you first started there was building the FreeUp storage brand. Can you talk about what inspired that particular process and just tell us a little bit of the story of why that happened and then what you did to do that?
Sure. So when I first started, I think we had 5 or 6 facilities, storage facilities, and a couple of RV parks across the country. And they were all branded separately, or just we kept the mom and pop brand when we bought them. So we kind of wanted something a little bit bigger, something with a little bit more of a punch. So late last year, or mid to late last year, we started acquiring a ton of more facilities. So we have 17 in our portfolio now. So we were like, okay, it's a great time to, you know, make our mark with a national brand. So first question we asked was, you know, why do we want a national brand? And what do we want this to accomplish? So other than just the obvious of having great SEO and having all of your facilities on one website for national search power, purchasing power was also a big thing that we were interested in. So, you know, if a broker or a seller comes and they see we have this huge national brand all across the United States, they're potentially more willing to sell to us than somebody else. It just puts a really polished look on the company and the whole portfolio. So that's where FreeUp Storage was born out of. And you know, we wanted brand consistency everywhere across the portfolio. We wanted a customer to have the same experience at every facility, you know, no matter if they walked into a Colorado facility or an Arkansas facility. We want all the offices to look the same, all of our marketing materials to be consistent. So we put that all into motion in Q1 of 2021 officially. And now we have, you know, free up storage management group, essentially. So it is an in-house management group, but there's all sorts of corporate brand standards and training and for all of our property managers that are all across the country. So it's really just solidified and made our whole entire portfolio consistent.
Okay. Well, I want to dig into all those details. First, can I ask a question? The free up storage brand, I know that one of the strategies that you're looking at is to sell all of your assets at once to an institutional buyer. So does the free up storage brand assist with that goal?
Absolutely. Yep. So it just makes it a little easier on the potential buyer to have everything already consistent throughout. You know, paint colors will be consistent and office finishes will be consistent. So yes.
Okay, great. So I'd love to know what it actually took to launch the free up storage brand. Like for you, what were your day-to-day responsibilities like? What were your project timelines look like? How long did it actually take you to do this overhaul?
I think it took 6 to 8 months from the day we started talking about it to the launch of the website. So we started with really digging deep into the culture and the vision that we had for the brand that would still tie in with Spartan Investment Group's brand. So we did a lot of internal kind of questionnaires and personality sort of quizzes to really dig deep and do, okay, what do we want the mission, vision, values to be? What value do we want to be bringing our customers, our property managers? You know, what is our why? Finding that why. So our executive team did a lot of digging deeper to figure out that to begin with. And then we started looking into colors and fonts of our logos and what we kind of wanted to embody in that logo. And a lot actually went into that, you know, more than I ever would have thought. Color personality tests and what certain colors mean in your brain without even thinking about it. What kind of fonts kind of match the vibe and the message that we want to move forward with. So that took probably 3 months out of the whole process to kind of get that brand, you know, style guide, those colors, that logo together.
I wanted to see if you could expand on something you mentioned there. You know, I know that you guys have an amazing company culture. So the mission, vision, values with FreeUp, is that the same for Spartan?
It's a little bit different. So we are still tweaking that a little bit as we speak. It embodies the same principles and things, but it's a little bit different only because it's a little more customer focused. You know, obviously our property managers are FreeUp employees, but they're also Spartan employees. So they kind of just live by our mission, vision, values. But for the customers themselves, it's a little bit different.
Okay. And are you able to, even if it's in general terms, speak about the mission, vision, values that you came up with for FreeUp?
Sure. So kind of generally, our whole process behind it and our, you know, hope for the brand is that customers will get the best top-notch experience at our facilities. They will have the nicest managers who will always respond to their phone calls and emails, be educated enough to answer all of their questions, take care of them and any need that they could possibly have, just go above and beyond. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're going for.
Okay, awesome. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were talking about how you actually executed this transition.
Sure. Yep. So after we figured out the branding part, we started working on the website, which took, you know, the next 5 months to actually execute. So we really wanted to focus on making it super, super easy for the customer to be able to book online, to be able to find the pages that they need to find, to make the website a little more educational potentially than others. So having a unit sizing guide on the website, they're, you know, like, what kind of, you know, what size unit do I need? I have X amount of things. Having blogs on there for storage tips, having kind of a state by state way to search for a storage unit. And then, like I said, having the pricing just be right up front. So there's no kind of back end extra fees that are hidden or anything like that. So our number one goal was, you know, easy to kind of look around and book your unit. So,
okay, cool. And were you essentially like a UX designer? Did you hire like a whole website team?
Yep, we hired that out. Our website is pretty intricate and it has a lot of great tech features to it. So we are actually, our brand designers also did the website portion and they also did all of our marketing materials and things like that. So another big part outside of the website was getting all of our marketing materials and our brochures and our postcards, all to that brand standard, making sure messaging was consistent and eye-catching. So yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And just to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about the colors, do you happen to remember what colors you chose and why you chose those colors?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
So we chose a navy blue similar to our Spartan color, and we chose red as it's really just eye-catching. I think blue represents calm and trusting. If I recall correctly, it's been a while since I looked at those color personality tests. So yeah, blue and red, you know, it's very American. It's very bright, but we did not want to go as far as neons like a lot of other storage REITs. So we wanted something that encompassed a little bit of Spartan and a little bit of that trust, that calm kind of aspect.
For sure. And what about the name Free Up? Did you workshop that? I'm assuming you did workshop that. What were some of the competitors to Free Up?
Sure. Gosh, that is a great question. I'm not even sure what our other contenders were, but we went through a list of probably 50 names that between our team and some of our investors that we've kind of talked with and our designers came up with. So there was a lot of back and forth on what it should be named and why, and if it makes sense. If someone just says Free Up, that doesn't necessarily mean storage. So we have a storage box in our logo to kind of make that a little bit more clear. So Free Up Storage, Make Space for Life is kind of our tagline. And it's a super cool logo with the box and the P and the up. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I think it's a super wonderful thing for the company and the portfolio. And it's awesome to see you having executed that. Is there anything else you want to sort of say to round out that segment before we move on to the next segment?
Sure. I would just say, if you're thinking about creating a national brand and getting all that started, really just be mindful of asking a lot of people their opinions. So, you know, what you might think is great might not appeal to the general public, or don't be afraid to get feedback from a lot of different people just to make it the best brand that it possibly can be.
Awesome. So thanks so much for sharing that experience with us. I know you're now focused mostly on investor relations. I'd love to hear about how that's going for you and what you found to be effective and important and relevant with that role.
Sure. Yep. It's going great. We are super busy. We have, you know, I think 13 properties under contract at the moment. So we're raising for some of those at the moment, and then we will go right into the next as soon as that funding opens. It's going really well. It's, I think our investors really love that we're always available for them. So Ted Green, Ryan Gibson, and myself are, you know, always answering calls, texts, emails from investors. You know, we're happy to answer any question they might have about anything. They really love our communication. So we communicate monthly and quarterly with property updates, and we're very transparent. So if there are any issues going on or if occupancy dipped, we tell them why and what we plan to do to fix it. So just instilling that kind of trust in us as operators, you know, obviously everything doesn't go as planned every month or every quarter. So they know that we're on top of it and that we're going to fix it and make it as great of an investment as possible for them. So
for sure. And how do you distinguish or decide what you're going to publish monthly versus quarterly?
So monthly, we kind of give a more of a high level overview, and then we highlight anything that's pressing, either great news or bad news, in the top. And then quarterly, we go deeper into financials. So we actually send them financial statements on the distributions, the NOI, the revenue and expenses, kind of to show them exactly how we're doing, actual performance versus projected. So they can see if we're on track, if we're lagging behind, if we're exceeding expectations. So they really love that.
Awesome. Definitely great lessons. And what other sorts of strategies or tactics or things do you try to do to sort of improve your investor loyalty, repeat investments, and just build that trust?
Sure. So we really like to spend as much time on the phone or in person with our investors as we can, just getting to know them personally, getting to know their investment goals. And we really just, we love that. So having that personal relationship with a lot of them is what kind of sets us apart. We take the time to get to know them, and we really love having live events. You know, this year aside, which has been a little bit crazy, we usually have office happy hours and live property tours at our properties across the country to invite the investors out and see exactly what they've invested in, ask any questions, meet us in person, and again, have that camaraderie. And just them meeting us in person and understanding that we're not, you know, just some other person out there who's taking an investment for them, but having a real, you know, relationship. These are real people. That's their money, their livelihood. I think that really sets us apart. So we'll be starting those live property tours up again, I think next month. So
awesome. Yeah, it's exciting that, you know, we'll all get to be meeting in person again. It's just so important for building those relationships. And how are you attracting new investors and sort of, you know, if people don't know who you are, what is it that sort of do you think like you're doing to attract them and draw them in?
Sure. So, you know, honestly, a lot of it is word of mouth. So a lot of our current investors will refer their friends and family or business partners to us, and they'll hear us, or they'll hear us on a podcast, or they'll see an article on the internet with our name in them, with our name in it. So we honestly don't do a lot of paid advertising. We have done a couple of Google ads here and there, but really it's just word of mouth for us and getting our name out there in the media organically.
Yeah, for sure. And then it seems to me that if that word of mouth combined with having useful content and ways for people to get to know you on the internet, you know, so through video and through, so if someone hears about you and then they get to actually go look you up and like get a feel for what you're doing. And you guys obviously have like a great YouTube channel and lots of great free resources to help people learn about investing and storage and all that. So it's a really good, great pairing for getting the message out there and getting people to know who you are and what you're doing. So I love it.
I would say that that's another thing I forgot to mention is the education component, I think, sets us apart. Our website has a whole section on podcasts and articles and things that people who are potentially new to investing can look at and watch videos and read upon, that people have really found a lot of value in that. So,
yeah. You know, another thing that I wanted to just ask you about is it seems to me that your group tends to underpromise and overdeliver on the projections. And how do you think that affects people who are looking at your deals for the first time and seeing potentially like lower cash flow, for example, than you might see at another offering? Do you think that, does that play into your calculation? How does that work out for you guys?
Yeah, of course we have those investors who will call us for the first time and have an intro call and be like, well, you know, your IRR is this and we expect this. And to your point, we really do underpromise and overdeliver as much as we possibly can, because we don't want to set the bar really high and then fall short. I mean, because we're never going to get repeat investors if we're constantly falling short. And, you know, so we don't, our type of investor, our deal type at least, is not a yield chaser. It's kind of someone who, again, we know has been referred to us, has partners who have invested long term and know that we keep up our promises, and we have a great team who are actually working as hard as we can to make those investments successful. So we're really looking for those people who trust us as a team and as a company to take their investment and put it to work and, you know, make that asset perform as best as it possibly can. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's a really a great approach. And, you know, you can't be attractive to every single person, right? So if you're willing to sort of forego the, as you said, yield chasers and just actually take the time to build real relationships with the people that you're working with so that they know that they can, that you're going to stand by what you say, that you're going to do absolutely the best you can by every property and start to, once they start to see your track record and have experience with you, then of course those referrals are going to come in, and it's going to be, I can see why that makes sense for you guys and why it's working out so well. Yeah. So anyways, anything else you want to round out on that conversation before we wrap up, Lauren?
Sure. I mean, yeah, anyone who is looking to syndicate deals or have that private equity come in, I would just say always be as transparent as you possibly can be. I mean, if you try to fudge numbers, or if someone wants to see an underwriting file and you don't let them see it, it's not going to go a long way. Just be as buttoned up and transparent as you possibly can. Whether it's not the answer you want to give, you should give it anyways, because it's going to be better for you in the long run. So
yeah, I think that's great advice. And it's also something that I really appreciate about you guys is that you share your underwriting file, and it's really easy to have information from your deals. It's just not something that you see a lot, and I really, really appreciate it. Yeah, it's a testament to how much you care about having like a honest and open relationship with your investors. So thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on the show. Please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can learn more about what you're doing, and anything else you'd like to share.
Sure. Our website is spartan-investors.com. And my personal email is lauren@spartan-investors.com. So that is the best way to get in touch with me. And thank you so much again for having me on today. It was great to chat with you.
Yeah, great to chat with you too, Lauren. Thanks. And we'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.